This Gulfstream 5 corporate jet has been modified for science. In place of the luxury seats for business executives are banks of computers and dozens of weather instruments.
Many of them mounted in locations around the fuselage, some of them inside some of the atmospheric chemistry measurements, bring gas through the tubes that you see at the top of the airplane inside to let them make their measurements as they fly through the air. Others are doing the measurement remotely through windows in the airplane.
Al Cooper is the chief scientist with the National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR, who helped guide the aircraft from drawing board to takeoff. The flying lab is called HIPER, which stands for High Performance Instrumented Airborne Platform for Environmental Research. HIPER climbs high to 16,000 meters and travels far, more than 11,000 kilometers, without refueling. Cooper says scientists helped craft the design and lobbied to get it funded.
The community was really asking for these kind of capabilities for several reasons. One was the altitude capabilities. They wanted to reach the upper parts of the atmosphere. And the other was long-range capabilities, to be able to conduct studies that are global in scope so that we can monitor questions like what is the carbon dioxide distribution around the world.
The $81.5 million project was funded by the National Science Foundation. It's managed and operated by the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado. HIPER collects data by flying over clouds and storms to the edges of the stratosphere, beyond the reach of most research aircraft. It can travel to remote regions over oceans and track atmospheric chemicals as they move around the globe. Cooper says the instruments take measurements as events unfold.
The main thing this gives us is the ability to measure in place. There are some remote sensors that the plane carries as well to be able to extend those measurements above and below the plane as it flies along. So the instruments that it carries measure along the flight track, and they measure with high resolution, much higher than you can get in any other way.
Among the instruments taking measurements in real time are drop zones, packed in epoxy-hardened cotton tubes and jettisoned from the aircraft. NCAR engineer Nick Pott says they record pressure, temperature, humidity, and wind speed.
So as the sun falls, it's measuring these parameters and it's telemetering them or radioing them out, much like your cell phone talks to a base station. Or instead of just talking to a base station, we're talking to the plane.
From a seat behind a computer, Pott sends a message to an automated drop zones launcher, which looks a lot like a vending machine in the rear of the craft. The tubes are stacked in slots, waiting for his command.
With the aircraft, we actually can fly to where we're interested in going. So oftentimes, these things are used in hurricanes. So we fly to the hurricane, fly around the hurricane, and then, you know, pick spaces where we want to launch them. What the real observational purpose is for is to actually help with prediction models for hurricanes and where they land.
Pott says better predictions can ultimately save lives. Among HIPER's recent projects was a mission to study plumes of dust and pollutants blown from Asia and flights to analyze severe weather across Colorado's Front Range and the adjacent Great Plains. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.